Please be seated for a few brief announcements. First of all, where's the hospitality today? Is it downstairs? Okay, so please join us for refreshments immediately after, when you'll have a chance to connect with each other.
Invite everybody to have lunch after Mass. It's going to be on 580 Finch Avenue West. That's going to be in Herbert Kanyegi Center. Please come for lunch.
Okay, so you'll get a little warm up here, and then you'll go for the real stuff there. Okay. Thank you very much for your act of generosity and for that hospitality. So it's 580 Finch Avenue West, Herbert Kanyegi Community Center, and it's right at the corner of Finch and Bathurst. Okay. And I hope that you know who was Herbert Kanyegi. If you don't know, find out. Because he was actually a resident of this area for years. And thanks be to God for his life and his ministry as well, and for naming that community center in his name. So find out who is Herbert Kanyegi. Thanks to all who led the worship while I was away. It gave us a chance to finish up my summer vacation, which is as far past the due date. Thanks to Geraldine for leading us in music this morning. Give her a hand. Geraldine has always been faithful and willing to fill in for Michael when he's away. Michael, our regular organist and choir director, is away, having his vacation as well. If you know any veterans or any persons who are actively serving in the forces, we're having a very, very special Remembrance Day service here on November the 12th. So if you know anyone in the parish, and I understand that there are still a few veterans who are on our membership list, we would like to give a special invitation for them to join us on November the 12th. We're going to have a huge Remembrance Day service. We hope that you'll all be here and invite anyone who is connected in any way to the forces. We've had a notice sent out to all of these forces in the Toronto area. We do not yet know how many persons will be coming, but by God's grace, we'll have a good response. So please see any one of us who are helping to coordinate this event, because we would like to welcome each and everyone here on November the 12th. All Souls is coming up. So this Thursday evening, we'll have All Souls service. The information is in the bulletin. But as usual, if you have anyone or know of anyone who's had a death in the family, please welcome them here on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And as usual, we'll be inviting people to place a flower in memory of the deceased. We are repeating the All Souls service on Wednesday, November the 8th, at our worship at midday. If I'm moving too fast, slow me down. Two All Souls services, one on November the 2nd at 7 o'clock, that's All Souls Day. But for those who are not able to come at that time, we're repeating it on November the 8th, worship at midday. This Wednesday, we'll have our All Saints service at midday. Pumpkin Parade. If anyone has children or know of anyone who might be interested, the Friends of Dempsey Park, they're having a pumpkin parade in Dempsey Park on Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. I'm sorry that it didn't get to the notices, but we got it only on Friday morning, and by then the notices were printed. So I wanted to draw that to your attention. Dinner and study series that resumes next week on November the 8th. Did I miss anything? Wonderful. The devil is in the details. The Book of Remembrance, please place the names in the book as you exit, so that the names will be printed up. What we do, if you haven't attended one of these services, we print all of the names, and as the name is called, then the person who is there will place a flower in a huge urn. Thank you. Thanks for joining us for refreshments late downstairs, and thanks to the family for arranging the hospitality at lunch at 580 Finch Avenue West, the Herb Carnegie Community Center. Our final hymn is...